in the Parsham. So Eliezer goes to Beit Arichas, the entire sequence of events, how he met Rivka, he shows the Simonim. He's waiting for the Askom of Lavan and Besuel. Pasuk State, Pasuk Pechavdal, Pasuk Nun, Vanyan, Lavan and Besuel, Vayemu, Me Hashem Yotza Dover, Vinuch Edaba Elecha Rai Toiv. Said that it's apparent, this is clearly from Hashem, Hashem Yotza Dover, Vinuch Edaba Elecha Rai Toiv. Well, we can't stop, we can't say good, we can't say our opinion. In other words, the Ram is that they might have interfered. They can't go against a very outright, clear, apparent Devar Hashem. It was a gzera from Hashem. As it continues, Hinei Rivka lefanecha kach v'leich usi isha levin adinech kasher diber Hashem. There's a mele, Rivka's here, and she's to take her, kasher diber Hashem, just like Hashem said. First, I'm bothered by it. What does it mean, kasher dibar Hashem? There's no dvar Hashem. Hashem definitely didn't tell. He might have told Avram, maybe, that Rivka is going to be the zivug of Yitzchak. But Lavan and Besuel, where kasher dibar Hashem? Hashem didn't speak to Lavan and Besuel. He definitely didn't tell him that Rivka is the one to be, the designated one. So, the Netziv over here says that when one experiences clear, apparent, Hashkocha Pradis, it's as if he's hearing Dvar Hashem, it's as if he hears a deeper commandment of Sagzerif HaKadosh Baruch, as if Mamash heard the words of Hashem, Hashem, Hashem is speaking to him. And Lavan and Besuel also privy to this clear, outright expression of Hashkocha Pradis. Bemis. The Gemara learns out Ma'idkotin from the previous pasuk. May Hashem Yotza Adover. The Ma'idkotin Yud Chesam Ad Beis learns out. Where it says the following that Min Atorah, Min Eksuvim, Min Neviim. May Hashem Yisraelish. The Gemara brings three sources that from Hashem that a shidduch, that a ziva comes. Mishamayim May Hashem Yisraelish. And the Makar Min Atorah. What do we know from this pasuk? Vayemer Hashem. May Hashem Yotza Adover. In other words, the Gemara Ma'idkotin sees that this spell Hashkocha Pratis here wasn't a one-time thing, wasn't something special and unique to the shidduch of Yitzchak and Rivka. This is something, this sets the trend. This is the first shidduch that's discussed in the Torah, but this sets the trend. This is the forerunner for all shidduchim. Shidduchim and zivugim are something that Me Hashem Yishalish. You have to explain this, understand this. What does it mean, Me Hashem Yishalish? Atu is everything in the world is from Hashem. Is there anything in the world that's not Mishamayim? Everything is Mishamayim. What does it mean, May Hashem Yishalish? Seems to be what the Gemara is saying, learning from these psukim, is that although everything is from Hashem, done in a backhand manner, the Pasuk says, Shamayim, Shamayim, LaHashem, Ba'aretz, Nasan, L'Bnei Adam. The Pasuk says that Shamayim belongs to Hashem, Ba'aretz, Nasan, L'Bnei Adam. Ba'aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it over to L'Bnei Adam. What does that mean? Ba'aretz doesn't belong to Hashem. So once again, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over the world to the Bechira of humans. Humans, what's apparently running the world, even though Hashem is behind the scenes, obviously pulling the strings, but in the forefront, it's the Bechira, it's human power and wisdom and intellect that's running things. In Shemayim, that even Ariyem Azeh, the human beings really don't have control over. Still remains in the apparent control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Elyonim. But Aretz Nasan L'Bnei Adam. But the Gemara in Mei Katan says there's a certain exception to that. In the Aretz Nasan L'Bnei Adam, there's a certain area where Hashem still kept for himself, and that's Zivugim. Hashem kept for himself in a way that he intervenes in a more direct way, and he's more involved in the orchestration of the Zivug. There's a certain Lashon, there's the over from the Chazon Ish. The Nusach I heard was that B'Shas, we know that there was a the decision, Mish Migdash was standing, the relationship was the relationship of Gilui Panim, there were Nisim Gluyim in the Migdash, and the whole Hanog of the Klai Yisrael was B'Gilui Panim. And the Churban, there was a Gzer of Hester Panim. Chazanish said that there was a Shir, Shin Yud Vavresh. It was like you could make a Gerishin, you could be divorce your wife, except for one person, but the Gerishin is not, doesn't take effect, it's got to be that person. There was a Shir in the Hester Panim that was said in the Gzer of Golis, it was still remained. May ain the Gili Ponim that there is, the special outward relationship that there is a shkocha, that there is before, remains even after the golus and after the churban, still that Hashem is involved. And this is what the pasuk means, kasher diber Hashem. This is what you kilu, you experience the diber Hashem. As far as when the pasuk over here says kasher diber Hashem, shegozar bas pleini lepleini. I know it refers to the Gemara being a site that we know that the Abraham Yoim Kaidim Makayim is here as a lad. That's a bas call. Pliny, bas pliny le pliny. The Sfarno is saying that this is the Dibur Hashem and Kinira the Shtim is with the Nitziv. In other words, when this Hashkocha protest that you're hearing, Bishas, when the Sivig is finishing, when it's clear that this is formulating the Zivig, so this is really echoing that baskal of bas pliny le pliny. This is echoing the baskal of bas pliny le pliny. Ali Shor brings, once again, b'shem the chazanish, this famous, the Olam asks, well, baskal usually is something that's heard. Who hears this baskal? Baskal, abom, shabam, yom, yikayim, mitzir, savlat. So Volbe brings from the chazanish said that when the chazan, from the Lakala, when they're approaching and they're come to the end of the dating, and he feels a certain hashra of clarity, at a certain, even as a certain, even sometimes it's a tiny bit, but almost like there's a higher feeling of confidence. That itself is the baskol. In other words, there's a certain hashkocha parotis that is felt that Hashem, this is the me Hashem yotza davar. This is the reverberation, the reverberating the baskol that started. Mishas Yitzhiyos Avlad, this is what Lovan and Besuel, when Eliezer felt over here, and this is by every single person that they feel. This is Chayra, one of the Pshotim, why we call make a Vart, you make an Vart after when a couple gets engaged, you make a Vart. Why is it called a Vart? So, because a Vart is, because now we're announcing, we're allowing everyone to hear this Baskol, this Kasher Dibar Hashem, the Baskol that's now being sounded, clarity, the announcement, the pronunciation of Hashem, that this heavenly mind, and this is perhaps also one of the reasons why Arayim Azen come out all Jewish circles, when they talk about a shirach, they call it a basheret. A basheret is everything. Everything in the world is basheret. You know, you have a business deal, a friendship, everything is basheret. But come out, the only thing that in all circles, Arayim Azen, that they call basheret is a zivid plenty of plenty. This is this Gemara, may Hashem Ishalish, something special that Hashem intervenes, and he doesn't leave it up only to Bnei Adam. Of course, we also have to make our stylus, but we know that this is something that particularly the Yad Hashem is involved. Why is it that this more than other things? Is it Hashem Yishalish? Why this more than other things? One reason is definitely true, because a zivig is something that's so deep, something that's so divine. Ability to mezavik is shviisha. It's not a logical thing. The nitziv is maramis this here. It's not a logical thing. It has to be done. It has to be done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could peer together. It's shviisha. Shviisha, which be'etzim of so many nigudim, so many differences. Shviisha cannot be a logical thing. The nitziv says that it's stressed over here, even me'ashem yishal ish, because there was a certain way to think that this was a logical shidduch, because, you know, marrying family, Rivka was from the family of Avraham and Yitzchak. So you would think, it came out naturally. No. It's always Me'Hashem Yishalish. It's always Me'Hashem. This is something that has to be done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perhaps there's another idea over here. There's another idea. One of the reasons maybe why Hashem is more involved is because Hashem is more invested, because we know what is a zivug. What is a zivug? One Saita says that ish v'ish zochu shechina shuye b'neim. A binyan b'nish l'ish is really a makam shechina. Just like the Mishkan is a makam shechina, as a shuas shechina, in many places in Chazal we see it, ish v'ish is a makam shechina. This is one of the places that houses the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than any other place in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, perhaps, is the second pshat why Hashem, Hashem Yishalish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is invested more, Kaviyochel. Madregas, obviously, everything's from Hashem, but here he intervenes more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is invested more because this is his, he has personal interest here. Aviyah HaKilu, personal interest, this is his Makom Shechina. This is something that is Nagia when you're going out, but it's also something Nagia for people who are married very long. We have to remember this. May Hashem Ishalish. When we're trying to work out Shalom Bayis issues, you have to realize that more than anything, any other thing in the world, this Zivig is heavenly divine. Something that the symmetry between the two is made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have Sveikis, is this the real one? Is this the right one? And we're building something that firstly is heavenly divine. It's supposed to be. Nothing more that's supposed to be. There's nothing more that's heaven sent, that's Miyad Hashem than this. And this is belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this idea of we see that Hashchina is, that Hashirach is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Esek, it's his business. The Chinuch, in the mitzvah of Noki Yilabesai, the Chinuch says, he's talking about the mitzvah of Shana Rishayna, that he has to, that a husband has to, can't leave for long periods of time, and he has to be together, he has to take off from different responsibilities, going to the army, different things. The Chinuch says, that the Ish is not allowed to be Meichel, this Chiv. Chiv the Baal has to beat with her. The Ish can't be Meichel. It's very hard to understand. He brings the Yesh HaMashiach. He could be Meichel. It's very hard to understand. Why is this different than any other response? Chiv Meinandam HaChavera. Her, this is a Chiv from the Ish to the Isha. Why shouldn't she be able to be Meichel? I wanted to suggest, Lachar, that this idea we just said, the reason why the Isha can't be Meichel, because she's not the only Mechutin here. She's not the Ebrish, she's also a Mechutin in the marriage. This is a Makom Shechina. This is a place that holds the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than any other place in the world. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu determined that the right thing is the Ish and the Isha should be together. They have to be Noki Elevei, so they have to be Ponui to each other. And during the first year, the Isha is not, it doesn't belong to her. It's not a sole monopoly that she has over this to be Meichel in it. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. The Isha can't be Meichel. We have to remember this. We know in Saita says in a few places that Godel HaShalom, that one of the ways we see the greatness of Shalom Bayis is that Shmi Shenichta B'Kedusha Zimochei to make Shalom Beinish L'Ishtai. And the Parsha of Saita, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shem Hashem is written on the parchment and the process of being Mashke the Saita to raise the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu is willing, Kihilu, willing to Meichas Shem Hashem, which is a tremendous seemingly desecration to the covenant of Hashem, but he's willing to do that to create Shalom. And Maharal, when explaining this Gemara, is saying he's not just willing to give up on his name, on the covenant of his name, just for the importance of Shalom. The truth is because, Sukta Maharal, because when he's creating Shalom Bayis, he's creating Shem Hashem, even a bigger Shem Hashem. It's not written on a parchment. It's created Makom Shechina by Ish and Isha working, peer themselves together. He's creating another Shem Hashem. This is Mi Hashem Yishal Ish. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Esek. I'll end with a beautiful Ma'isa that could chazik our Hashivas of marriage, a marriage on bias of what it is in this world. The Ma'isa of Shlomo Hoffman told over the Ma'isa that he heard, I think he heard this from Chatzko Sarno. Chatzko Sarno, the Rashiv of Heaven, was very makurv to the Chazon Ish. And he told over to Shlomo Hoffman that many times he was extremely pained, yes, pained, actually pained, by the amount of time that the Chazon Ish would give up, talk to people. People would come from all over Eretz Yisrael, and sometimes all over the world, to talk to the Chazon Ish. Sometimes there were Shailas Chamuris, but many times people would bother him, Dvarim Shel Mabakach, and he would designate times, it was trivial things. Chazon Ish one time came to the Chazon Ish and he said, I don't understand. This was what he was saying. He said, Chazon Ish obviously was someone who wouldn't waste a second. He says, we're losing chapters and chapters of the Chazon Ish, the Sefer Chazon Ish, when you're wasting your time. I understand it's a chashuva thing to talk to people, but the Godel Ador doesn't waste a second, and he's miyagei and Torah, Adi and Soif. All these minutes and all these hours, we could have another chelik for Torah, the Chazon Ish, l'doyre doyres, l'netach l'sochem. What are you doing? What are you wasting for? Not the shaylas chamuris, not even shaylas halacha, to talk, to simple conversation, trivial, mundane things. That's when she told him, Malba the cancer, Mara, see what that's Torah. Chazon Ish said like this. Chazon Ish said, listen, before a person opens up to you about really important things, you have to develop a relationship. Said Shalom Bayis. You know what Shalom Bayis is worth? Shalom Bayis, Kadosh Baruch Hu, was willing to be Mochi Shmoy in order to make Shalom in Ishli Ishtoi. He said, my intent really was I want to be close. I want to get close to these certain people so eventually, by these important things, like they'll talk to me about the Shalom Bayis, but it can't start on the first day. I first let them talk about Da and Ha and Yada and everything. So eventually, relationship. And then when it comes to they feel comfortable enough with me to share their issues, and then we can deal with Shalom Bayis. I'm willing to give up on a shtickle chazin ish to make shalom in ish lishtai. I'll say it in a different nusach. I'm willing to give up a shtickle chazin ish to make a different chazin ish. There's also shtickle chazin ish. What is Torah? Torah is to bring Dvar Hashem in this world. Shalom bayis is to bring the presence of Hashem into this world. Kedai for shalom bayis. Let's remember this yisoid. Me Hashem ish alayich. To hear the Dvar Hashem. Live our marriage. Live our life with this recognition of what Chibur, Azivik bin Ish Leishta is, Dvar Hashem, the Godel HaSholem, Amokam HaShuras Shechina Nesvelt Kachavis.